Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Ian Marshall, a graduate student in history in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and a teacher at Vauxhall Primary School. On this day, August 31st, 1839, readers of the Barbadian newspaper learned of the passage of the, quote, Act to Establish Associated Fire Companies for the More Adequate Protection of the Inhabitants of Bridgetown against the effects of fire, end quote. With Bridgetown the scene of many destructive fires throughout the 18th century, Parliament would take no chances aiming at comprehensive legislation to protect life and property. The Act made provision for the establishment of a Board of Fire Commission comprising four members of the Legislative Council, two representatives from the parish of St. Michael, the church warden, four senior members of the vestry, the treasurer of the island, and three police magistrates. The commissioners were charged with the responsibility of making, quote, rules and regulations for the good government and discipline, end quote, of the four fire companies established under the law. Company number one was the Broad Street Fire Company, entrusted with the task of responding to fire on and around the Bridgetown's main street. The number two company was the Roebuck Street Company, followed by number three, the Cheapside Fire Company. Company number four was the Bay Fire Company, covering the all-important port area around Carlisle Bay. The commissioner's responsibility extended to the care and maintenance of public wells, pumps, fire engines, and to render quarterly reports to the governor of Barbados. They were also given responsibility under the Act to appoint and replace the men who were directly responsible for the firefighting, such as police magistrates paid £50 per annum, sergeants who received £50 per annum, and corporals whose yearly stipend was £25. The 15 other men assigned to each fire company received £7, 16 shillings, and 3 pence per annum. In the event of fire, the commissioners were required by the Act to, quote, immediately repair to the place and then and there vigorously to exert powers and authority to extinguish or prevent the spreading of the flames and to preserve the property of the inhabitants, end quote. Commissioners were empowered under Clause 5 of the Act to pull down or blow up any buildings or houses to stop the fire, with the owners of those properties receiving compensation for the loss. If, however, the house or building where the fire started had to be pulled down or blown up, the owner received no compensation. 6 years after the passage of this Act, the city's firefighters were put to the test when, according to Warren Allen, a large fire on Broad Street and Tudor Street destroyed some 180 houses and caused an estimated property loss of £200,000 currency.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.